Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
What are you doing this summer? Planning to spend your staycation watching vlogs and webisodes? If you're not sure what I mean, you can turn to the latest edition of the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, published in Springfield. They've added 100 new words to reflect changing trends in American society. Joining us to discuss the new words, it's Peter Sokolowski, the dictionary's editor-at-large. Thank you for joining, All Things Considered.
Well, it's nice to be here. Thank you.
Just tell us, first of all, staycation, vlogs, webisodes, what do those words mean?
Well, staycation, of course, is a vacation during which you choose to stay close to home or literally at home. Vlog is a video blog, that is to say an online page on which you have mounted streaming video, video that you can watch and listen to. And I'm sorry, the third?
Webisodes.
And webisode, of course, is similarly an episode, usually of a television program or one that is seen online, that is viewed on online only.
All probably increasing this year because of the recession and a necessity to stay close to home.
Yeah, absolutely. Staycation was a word that really came up because of the gas prices of last year. But now the recession this year has seen its use expand so much that it is a very young word, but a new word in the dictionary, absolutely.
The new words that have been chosen are supposed to reflect a changing trend in American society. In what way is that determined? Just how is that determined?
Well, it's pretty objective. That is to say that we monitor the words that are used in the press by journalists and also in the popular culture, words from newspapers as well as, say, soup can labels. And also that includes medical terms. And the trends that we see in language do reflect our culture in the sense that our country is aging. And so we have more words that reflect medical terminology, words like naproxen, which is new this year, and pharmacogenetics.
And they words. Mean?
Naproxen is a kind of it's a kind of a pain reliever that's commonly found in Aleve, for example. And pharmacogenetics is the study of how people with different genes react to different kinds of drugs. But another way, of course, in which the culture changes is technology, and we see words that are added that reflect new kinds of things like webisode or vlog, as we just mentioned. And then we see words that are new to the English language but are actually from other languages, like acai, which is a kind of berry made into juice. It's spelled A-C-A-I, but pronounced acai. Another one is the word reggaeton, which is a Spanish word, a Puerto Rican kind of music that mixes reggae and hip-hop.
Is there a standard that the word would have to meet? How does the editorial department keep track of the words that become eligible for placement in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary?
Well, it's very much like a journalist's procedure, and that is to say, all of us, the editors at Merriam-Webster, some 40 of us, read daily or nearly daily all different kinds of publications, from specialist journals to music or parenting magazines or sailing magazines or Wine Spectator, and just we simply literally mark the words that we notice, words that are new, words that are used in a new way, and we keep that stream of information coming, and we do it daily, and over the course of a decade, say, we will have another million new citations. And basically, if you think of those citations as a constant, you know, conveyor belt of the words used in context, once a word is used frequently enough, that is to say, once a word is used so frequently that it appears in popular journalism, say, Time Magazine or the Wall Street Journal or the Boston Globe, then it's clear that the word has entered in a kind of naturalized way, has entered the language, and that's when it belongs into the it belongs as a regular member of the English language in the dictionary. Voice changing.
Anything we might look for next year, the next edition, a word that didn't quite skate through this time.
One that comes to mind is recessionista, and that is to say a fashionista, a person who is concerned with fashion, but who is also concerned with a budget. And that's a word that's being used quite frequently. We might see that enter the language sometime soon. Another one is prepone, which is the sort of the inverse of postpone. In other words, to reschedule a meeting for earlier than originally scheduled.
Makes reading the dictionary a lot more interesting nowadays. Peter Sokolowski, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Peter Sokolowski is the editor-at-large of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary.